2023 has been a very tough year. This is for me personally, because of the work that we have been doing, working with women and girls, even boys and men that go through violence, including domestic violence, child marriage, forced marriages, we thought would be on the decrease because of the too much work and awareness that many of us are doing collectively. But we see also there are many cases coming up. I think it's because people now know that there is an outreach or where to go when there is a problem. The whole of this year in Crown the Woman, we have handled over 200 cases.
Of gender-based violence?
Of different forms of gender-based violence, minor and major ones as well. These include domestic violence. These include child marriages, forced marriages, rape. We have also been doing a lot of work to mitigate and also support survivors of sexual and gender-based violence. On a legal basis, we have partnered with different organizations and partners like LAW, the Legal Action Aid Worldwide. That is a funding coming in from NORAD. With that specifically, in Crown the Woman, we provide trauma healing sessions, counseling, psychosocial support, and also temporary shelter as well for survivors until they're able to get some needs.
And how many survivors are in these temporary shelters?
I cannot give you a specific number because we are still compiling the annual reports. But there have been more than 20 per se. And for the temporary shelter arrangement is basically to keep them there until they get the services that they need. We also work on educating survivors, specifically survivors of conflict-related sexual violence, on understanding the legal systems in place and where they can report and where they can go. But also in Crown the Woman, we give them the witness and victim protection measures. For example, if you're faced with this, where do you go? Who do you report to? Who do you talk to? How do you keep your case safe? Because in most cases, when things happen like this, the case would disappear. I remember there was a case this year. I cannot recall an exact month, but it was a gender-based violence. In a sense, it was domestic violence. And we took the survivor to the police station, so we also work a lot with the police, and we are grateful for the police so far for the work that they do in partnership with us. And this specific case, it was the perpetrator is a person who works with the UN. And it's complicated, also the family of the person and all these kind of things. And we were told specifically, be careful, this case may disappear.
So you're talking about influential people using their powers to, if you like, shoot freely in the air and go without being arrested?
Yes, without being held accountable. This is also one of the challenges we face as well. And it was complicated. In a sense, we go to one police station, we are told to go to the other police station, go get a Form 8. And with a Form 8, they will tell you pay some money, £500 or £1,000, to access the Form 8.
So Form 8 is a form that the police gives you so that you can fill in the incidents that happened, where did it happen, when, and who was involved.
And who is a perpetrator, and who is a perpetrator, and yeah, things like that. It's like to preserve evidence. And for you also to access maybe medical treatment, you're supposed to take Form 8 to the doctors.
You have a gender-based hotline that people can call so that they get help.
Yes.
Can you give the number, and how can people get help?
So in Crown the Woman, we have a toll-free GBV hotline. It is 623 Sita Itnain Talata. And it's toll-free in a sense that when you call it, you're not charged airtime. It's us who are charged airtime. And when you call that number, it's forwarded to five different persons so that they can be able to pick. But currently we have a shortage of social workers because we don't have funds. And so it's now one person handling all the five phones, which is very difficult for us to take care of over maybe 10 cases that come in every day.
Is there anything that you wanted to achieve in 2023 and you did not achieve and you're pushing it for 2024?
Well, if you look at South Sudan right now, we are in a space where laws are being reviewed, and we have the peace agreement that have chapters that are still pending, like the chapter 5 of the peace agreement, which talks about transitional justice mechanisms, the hybrid court, the CTRH, that's a commission of truth, reconciliation and healing. And in Crown the Woman, we said, let us focus on healing of survivors. So we have a movement of survivors where we are part of a consortium with different organizations like Center for Peace, where we support survivors. And in our healing work, this year, for example, we had a retreat in Jinja, the source of the Nile, with some survivors and human rights defenders. We also had a retreat just a few days ago here in Juba at Fire Tree. This retreat brought together different beneficiaries of our programs, and basically to hear from them how we have supported them and how we can improve.